Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back, episode 5 of the Clear Man podcast. And guys, when I started this podcast and it was episode 1, Imaginationships, and I told you guys that I'd be consistent and I'd be doing it every week, I bet you didn't believe me. But here we are, 5 weeks later, 5 episodes later. I'm sticking to my word, I'm sticking to my guns, and I deserve some flowers for that, honestly. But today, we're here, another poem. Guys, third poem on the website. If you haven't seen the poetic collection yet, go check it out, www.clearmind.com. And everything else that you need from me is on the website. My Instagram, my LinkedIn, my Snapchat is not actually on my website, actually. My Snapchat isn't on my website. But you guys don't need to find me on Snapchat, to be honest. That's not really necessary. But my Twitter's there, my TikTok's there. So everything you need is on the website. Go check it out, man. Go check it out. Thank you. I appreciate it. The website's been doing really, really well. Last week was our best week yet. Has that got something to do with the fact that I went viral on TikTok this week? Maybe. And just quickly, in relation to that, my voice is still fried from the screaming I was doing on Sunday after United beat Liverpool in such beautiful fashion. Such beautiful fashion. I'm still not over it, to be honest with you. I'm really, really not. But anyway, guys, I've written 444 words in preparation for this podcast. That doesn't really sound like a lot. Last week and the week before, normally it's less than 100 and it's just little bullet points, but I've got things to talk about here. And that's only because I'm talking about the wonder of Sunday today. That's what the poem's titled. And to be fair, guys, this poem I created, it is kind of to do my uni work. I mean, it is to do my uni work, but you know, it can be on my website. It's still my work that I made. I think it's really cute. I think it's really good. It's an ode to London of sorts, I guess. So yeah, I'm going to read it. Going to give you guys, you know, my analysis. Going to talk to you guys about the importance of Sunday. And then just talk about just people's perceptions of London as a whole. And kind of why these things are kind of like misconstrued. With silence being the main thing, right? So, big cities are lonely. That's what they say. But London's lonely in a different type of way. Sure, it's true that silence may be preferred, but that only increases the value of words. It ensures they mean more once they're uttered, once similarities are finally uncovered. So we take great pride in the momentary blip when we loosen our grip on the stiff upper lip. And in no place does this happen more than between the walls beneath our floor, through the veins that grant the city life, this is where all our worlds unite. So that beginning, those first 12 lines, are just to talk about, like, as I said, fact that people kind of have these preconceptions about London, and the fact that, oh, because people don't talk and people aren't chatty, that everyone's kind of miserable. And you know, whilst that might be true, there's some truth to it, like as there is with every single type of stereotype. Like, stereotypes are based within truths, otherwise they wouldn't exist. Like, people in London don't talk as much as in other places, right? But when you're in a city of that size, when you're in a city that's big, like that big as well, 10 million people live in London, guys. Like, you're not going to be able to have, oh, hi, Jim, hi, Sarah, you know, hi, John, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be able to have those conversations in the same way that you would if you lived in a countryside team, you know what I mean? So, yeah, first of all, I think that's a bit disingenuous, I think, from people who say that, oh, London's miserable because people don't talk to people. Like, people talk to the people that they know. And in the cases that they don't, something has to break that barrier, right? And even in this poem where I talk about the fact that silence is a big thing, no one really talks. I mean, there's people who make noises, but no one really talks to each other. But you can still see the connectivity of London, and that's my whole point throughout this poem. So the tube at night is a mesmeric sight as on it the different walks of life merge to all collectively excuse the general silence that rolls on the tube. But still voices swirl in the warm air as I wonder who's in this carriage I share. Ahead of me, a candid picture where a tired woman is slumping in her chair. Exhaustion couldn't just claim her alone. Many join her as we go zone to zone. Yet in spite of all the dozing faces, we're all somehow still going places. Fatigue cracks through her weary eyes as by her side McDonald's fries perfume the carriage with the smell of oil as we traverse beneath the soil that grounds the city so you can see just how beautiful this life can be. So I think, right, in that beginning part, this first person that I look at almost, is like, you know, it's just, to me at least, it's a relation of something that Londoners Londoners live in London, right? London is a very corporate city. The most corporate city in the UK, for example, and the most corporate cities in the world. People have very, very stressful jobs. Most people in London have stressful jobs, right? So when people are on the tube, especially during the day, this is why I specified, you know, this poem is about the night tube. In the poem, I talk on the night tube, and I specify that to separate from the tube of the day because, you know, people in London are only in a good mood when they have something to take their minds off of the work that they do. So, like, for example, normally it is in summertime, first of all, because just the weather's better and people are happier when the sun's out. That's not, you know, breaking news. Like, you know what I mean? People love to brandish London as bad vibes, but it's not the city itself that's bad vibes. It's not the people either. It's the lives that these people are forced to live whilst being in London that make them seem miserable. And it takes things, as I said, breaking that barrier down for people to stop being so miserable. For example, the Olympics, the World Cup, the Euros, and as I said, just general good weather in summer. That is when you can see the beauty of the city. And I think it, you kind of capture that in smaller moments on the night tube, because the difference is the night tube might have some people obviously going to or coming back from work, but most people who are on the night tube are traveling to and from places that they're voluntarily going to, places that they want to go to, places that they're choosing to go to. Do you know what I mean? And as a result, they're much happier and less stone-faced, more likely to interact with people. But that doesn't mean interactions don't have to be verbal. Interactions can be non-verbal, right? And just because people aren't talking doesn't mean they're boring. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, really and truly, like, a common misconception is that people don't talk because they're rude, when in actuality, people love to talk. They just wait for someone else to initiate conversation. You see this on the tube or on the bus, everywhere in London all the time. It'll be complete silence, then someone says something to somebody and then a conversation starts, and they'll be talking for, like, until somebody gets off their stop or whatever. And they would just be talking like strangers. And it does happen. It's cute to see those moments. But because the city's so big, it's rare that you all become friends with somebody who's a stranger initially by, like, just seeing them because you happen to get on the same train every morning or whatever. Like, people stay quiet out of respect for the fact that everyone has their own things going on in their lives and everyone's got their own places to get to. And so in my assessment of people in the poem, which I'm about to read, I focus initially on appearances before going into the stories of the people. But as I say, these are just my perceptions and, you know, my views of what I see. So, with every turn of every look, tells of the stranger begin to hook, hold, grab and grasp my attention. So I take out my phone to note and mention the things I see, the things I question, the things that grant us a mutual connection. Below the ads that glow overhead, that little boy just wants to go to bed. He's folded over his father's shoulder with dreams of being a big, strong soldier, just like his dad, who's taking it in and finally enjoying peace from within. Brightness down to be discreet. I wonder, how did them two meet? They hug and touch and kiss with finesse. That woman relieved him of all his stress, and he did too by showing her love that she lost to the angels flying above. A girl, perched at the end of the carriage, whose last relationship left her quite damaged, rejects the sight of the caressing couple and finds solace in the drunken trouble of football fans who chant and cheer, whose screams ring bells in grandma's ear. But even them, amidst their elation, know to move once we get to the station. So a group of students can find their seats, the yellow paper bags and lengthy receipts rustling as they're placed on the floor as a tanner cries, "Mind the closing doors!" Among the group, a girl that's thin and weak is dressed in a style that's quite unique. She taps her fingers in time with the beat as music granted her depression defeat. So now, as long as the bass line's profound, her mum's world keeps spinning round and around. Grandma's headed home from her gardening, trimmed grass above the case that her partner's in. Once known around town to be mean with her scissors, on each anniversary she still delivers a fresh bouquet of roses and wine that's chilled to the man she paid to have him killed. Right? So these are just people that I people watch on the train, right? Because I remember, guys, this poem is born out of a note section that I made, I think, in like summer 2021. Pretty sure it was like June or July 2021, when I was on the night tube. And I was just looking around, I was just writing down things that I was seeing, right? And that's how I kind of made these stories, whatever. And just based on that fact, like, it's very easy to see, right? Very easy to make stories up, rather, of the things that you see on people and the appearances that they have, right? And in that, you know, you start with appearances, as I said, and then you go into the stories that you fabricate, and that talks on the power of perception and interpretation. And people watching is a thing that happens in London all the time, because there's people everywhere, right? And the people are the life of the city. And so just because speech isn't given, that doesn't change the fact that these people are the life of the city, right? Everyone has their own complex, unique life story and reasons for presenting themselves the way that they do. And I feel like some people who aren't from London are kind of offended that they don't have a right to know that information, because in the same way, like, if you're in a small town, you can ask someone, or you could, you know, you're talking to someone, you kind of get a clear idea of why they're dressed in a certain way or whatever, for example, right? And, you know, when you're in London and people are just walking past you, you don't have that same opportunity to get to know people, even just talk to people, to get a little insight into their lives. Your little insight into their lives is looking at them, and people watching is the crux of this poem, and that relation to Sonder, the fact that everyone's got their own stuff going on in their lives, and it's as deep and intricate as yours. It gets more and more extreme as the poem goes on, and the grandma example shows you how people, and like, you never know who people are, right? Perceptions are deceiving, so are first impressions. I just feel like, you know, the science of London isn't a show of disconnection, but it's quite, in fact, the opposite. Like, we all know how it feels to be drained from whatever it is that we're drained from, like, whether it's work, whether it's school, whether it's, you know, just life. Like, and I say this in the conclusion of the poem, like, people in London know what it's like to be drained, so they don't want to be adding on to somebody's drain. Do you know what I mean? They don't want to be talking to somebody who's just lost their mum, because you're never going to know that in such big of a city. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're never gonna know. So, you know, people are very, very good at poker faces in London. Like, just because somebody looks like their fan doesn't mean they need to have a conversation. And I feel like that's what the silence is born out of. And so this is the last three stanzas of the poem. So despite loud claims of negativity, silence is our show of noble civility. An understanding of the strains of life that means we treat silence as a human right. Out of concern for those that are grieving lost love, lost mum, lost dog, lost boy, lost blood, to show those around us that we know the world keeps spinning as we grow. And like, that is literally it. That is it. And I think sometimes it can get taken the wrong way. As I said, people who are outsiders, who aren't part of that London bubble, who are used to a lot more communication from strangers, like, I feel like they can take that the wrong way. But, you know, this is London. This is what London is about. And today I have three songs to talk about. Not because, like, I'm not going to talk about them as in depth as I normally do. But Avelino's Brotherhood featuring Tiggs the Author, Damani's My Story, and Etabond featuring A2 Surface. Those three songs, are going to start with Surface. Those three songs, I think, give what this poem, like, collectively, sorry, like, those three songs together give what I wanted to give in this poem, because I was trying to find songs that fit the ideology of Sonder and the notions of Sonder, but quite hard to find. Obviously, Sonder is an artist, Brent Byers is collective, right? But I'm not too, like, I don't listen to Sonder, so I didn't want to be disingenuous by just, wonder if Sonder, here's Sonder. No, like, I wasn't going to do that. These three songs I have actively listened to and I actively know, like, the back of my hand, right? So, Surface by Etabond featuring A2. Obviously, it's a romantic song, right? It's a song about love. But I think just the fact that it's talking about things that are below the surface, like, yeah, you're pretty, but show me what's beneath your surface. I want to know you. Don't need to check the gram. I'm the one that took the photo. They want you as the man, but they don't even know you. Tell me all about your purpose and where you plan to grow to. I need to check the gram. I'm the one that took the photo. They want you as the man, but they don't even know you, right? And it's just the fact that it's like people present themselves in a certain way, but you know there's so much more to these people. Each and every single person you see, they all have a life story. Bars. Right. And it's just, you know, I think that song speaks to that, right? And then My Story by Damani talks about the fact, again, my story is pretty self-explanatory. Everyone's got a story, and everyone has their reasons for doing the things they do. And so even me, when I mention the fact that in the poem that I take out my phone to note and mention the things I see, you kind of get an idea of what type of person I am. Like, I'm a creative because I'm seeing something, I'm inspired by it, I'm taking notes on it, right? And that's what Damani's talking about. Let me find the lyric specifically. It's like, right. So he says, I really do get nervous and just say the first thing that pops into my bird nest of thoughts, a gift, curse, and a loss in talent. I happen to have it. I don't know why, but I use it to create art when I manage to figure out how to say the things that I'm thinking and jot it down with an ink pen and bring life to what I'm thinking and hopefully inspire tinkering with what we think we knew better. A bunch of lies they've told several, but now it's my time to lie, create a story that they'll live by, and I'll tell it all to you before you know it and you'll know why. Just take a piece of me with you. Just take a piece of me with you. Let my story live on, right? And so that's his purpose. That's what he creates art for, to process the things that he's thinking and to inspire tinkering, right? Those are the things that he creates art for. And again, with Avelino, when he talks about brotherhood, just to what I was saying about London just being united in their silence. So, like, people understand what's going on. People know what's going on, like, in London. People aren't blind to it. It's an unwritten rule that you don't talk to people unless you're spoken to first. But obviously someone needs to speak first. Someone needs to break the rule initially. Normally that is going to be a tourist. Like most of the time, if you're in central London and someone talks to you, it's going to be a tourist. It's not going to be a fellow Londoner. But in those moments where we do, those moments of similarities and whatnot, those things can come out so easily. And that's why it's so easy to make friends in London. Once people finally do speak to you, you just need to catch people at the right times when they actually want to be spoken to. And that's it. That's really it, man. That is really it. Like, I hope you guys like the poem. As I said at the top of the podcast, go on the website and follow me on everything that's linked on the website. You know, check out the website. Put your emails in as well, guys. Make sure you put your emails in the website so you get updated whenever the website gets a new update. But by now, you guys know Wednesday is the day where there'll be definitely new pieces every Wednesday. Sometimes if I've, you know, got a creative surplus for the week, I'll post before and then I'll pick whatever I want to talk about. I'll choose whatever I want to talk about on the podcast specifically. But thank you guys for tuning in. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Keep it going, keep it moving. The support has been brilliant, guys. Thank you as always. And until next time, don't die, don't commit suicide, and peace.